welcome. Thanks for joining us here at KYUK.
Thanks for having me.
So the unofficial election results show that you came in third for most votes. So what are you looking forward to over the coming term?
First of all, I want to thank all the voters that came out. As far as the unofficial results, there are still 91 to be counted. So before we run a victory lap, I want to make sure the official results come in and, you know, make sure that everyone's voice gets heard and every vote is counted. But back to your question, as far as what I anticipate in the next couple of years, you know, I think Bethel's at a point where our growth is going to be exponential in, I'd say, the decade to come. And the beginning of this new chapter of our growth is probably going to start very soon. It's a good time to partake in your community, whether it be through other volunteer positions like our commissions and committees. There's a lot of nonprofit organizations in town that always need volunteers and do tremendous work for the community.
How does it feel to be the first Albanian elected to city council?
It's not just about a seat on city council. It goes a little bit deeper. It reminds me of the privilege that I've had to be able to live in America, to live in a country where all citizens have equal opportunity. It makes me think of my late parents and the sacrifices that they made seeking a better life for their kids. My brother is currently a professor at the University of Illinois working on a PhD. I have 22 employees. I mean, talk about the American dream, you know, to come here from another country and create 22 jobs. That pretty much sums up what this country allows one to do if they want to try and if they want to play by the rules. Getting elected to city council a little bit deeper and a little more emotional, I know it sets a good example for others like me that know that they can achieve greater levels of success. You don't have to be a certain way just because you come from a certain place. I mean, at the end of the day, unless you're Native American, we're all immigrants on some level. Some have just been here longer than others.
So could you tell me your family's story of immigrating to the U.S.?
My family moved to Chicago in 1986. I was 3 years old. However, my mom's brother, Feely, he lived in Alaska since the early 70s. He's been out here for about 40 years, he and his brothers. In 1999, my immediate family and myself moved to Bethel. I was 16 at the time, and I've been here since, with the exception of a four-year move for school. During the 80s, there was a lot of political unrest in Eastern Europe, in the region of the Balkans specifically. A lot of folks at that time had to leave under political asylum. And it was definitely a tough life for those that remained. And it probably is even today. I mean, they're still really at their infancy of this quote-unquote restart of their government.
How important is your Albanian heritage to you?
Again, I myself was 3 years old when we moved to America. So I'm very well inclined in the American culture. I'm a huge baseball fan. The majority of my friends were American growing up. However, my immediate family is a first-generation immigrant family. We're bilingual. A lot of my relatives came to America in the later years. I think it's important for one to never let go of their roots. Like that saying, you don't know where you're going unless you know where you came from. So I'll never disregard my family's heritage and culture. However, I'm also very grateful into this transition of assimilating to the American lifestyle that my family had the privilege to do.
Growing up here in Bethel, how is it different being Albanian here versus any other ethnicity?
Honestly, it's not. Bethel is a very open-minded community. It's very culturally diverse for, you know, being as small as it is. This recent election to council just kind of fortifies my opinion that this place is welcoming to all.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.